Montario, thank you for taking time out.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
First and foremost, two wins back-to-back, but not only that, you guys won on the road. How is the mood in and around the locker room?
I think for the last few weeks, you know, since we came back from the bye week, you know, before the bye week, we already knew it was close, but we've been starting to put things together now. So, you know, I feel like we have been on a good roll and our team is starting to finally come together. So, you know, we want to keep on building on what we've been doing.
Speaking on being close, we talked about that early in the year, how this team was just one or two plays away from really turning the corner and finishing games. Do you guys feel that you're on that road?
Oh, definitely, man. You know, around our locker room, when we talk to each other, we always say, man, only if we would have done this in that game and done this in that game. And I think, you know, we didn't want to take those losses, but I think our team has built from that. You know, we've got stronger. We've had those experiences. So now we know how to, you know, handle those things. And I think you've seen the last 2 weeks, we finished in the fourth quarter. And, you know, we got to win on the road, which we haven't been able to do. So I think we've all learned on that. We've been building on that.
Offensively, what do you take away from that Oakland game that you can take moving forward?
I think the biggest two things that just first jump out for me is Brandon Whedon played great, I think. You know, I think our receivers starting to come along. You're starting to see some of those yards after the catch plays. And that 94-yard drive in the fourth quarter, man, that's something we haven't really done in a long time. It was us on offense, look, give us the ball and let us take it and finish it out. And we've done that, so that's definitely something we can build on.
What was that intensity like on the sidelines? Because it seems like right before Sheldon Brown's interception, the momentum was turning Oakland's way. What was that energy like on the Cleveland Browns sideline?
Man, that was a big play by Sheldon. And I think once Sheldon made that play, you can just see guys were like, come on, man, let's go ahead and finish. Let's go finish. And, you know, I think we had that confidence that we knew we were going to go finish. You know, even the defensive guys. So I think that was a big play by Shell, and I think that was a big swing for our team.
Moving forward, let's talk about the week of practice. How are you guys flying around the ball in and out on the field?
It's been good, man. Practice has been good the last, you know, 7-8 weeks, man. I think, you know, early in the year, during training camp, you know, we had some young guys. We didn't really know how to exactly practice and prepare for the games, but we know how to prepare. We've been taking the game plan that we get in the field room and bringing that to the field and really executing our plays crisp, real fast, getting off the field. So I think our team has learned how to practice a lot better as well.
Montario, when you pop on the footage and you look at that Kansas City Carolina Panthers game, what jumps out to you about this Kansas City defense?
I mean, they have a great front, man. They have a great front of guys. You know, this is gonna be one of the best fronts that we play. They're real similar to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, they line up and play their defense kind of like the Steelers do. They have a good front. They have, you know, Brandon Flowers and Eric Berry back in the secondary. You know, you got Arenas 21 that's going to contest every ball. So they have a good front, man. So it's going to be a challenge for us. But, you know, I think we've up for it, man. You know, it's the NFL. So you kind of get fun by turning on film and looking at a team that's going to be good because, you know, it's the NFL. You don't want to know the way.
What about that middle linebacker, Derek Johnson?
He reminds me kind of like our middle linebacker, DeQuell. You know, he's in the 3-4 scheme, but he doesn't play like the 3-4 scheme. He's not a downhill three. He makes tackles, man. He makes tackles all over the field. So, and he has an unorthodox way of doing it. He might slide past some, duck on the tackle, but he gets to the ball. So he's a good player.
Well, Montario, we talked about the mood in and around the locker room, talking about some of the positives that you guys can take moving forward. Let's talk about your role and how you embraced it, because last week you come up 5 carries for 39 yards, but you had a really explosive carry for 19 yards. How much have you embraced your role?
It's been fun, you know, just trying to get on, you know, just trying to get better every day and get on the field more. And I feel like when I get on the field, I need to make a play. You know, I need to make a spark for our team and just go out there and just play fast. And like I said, all this year when I've talked to you, I've been feeling good. You know, I've just been able to get the opportunity to get out there and play. And I feel like when I'm out there, I need to try to make a play for our team.
Well, Montario, thank you for your time and good
luck
to you.
Man.